Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made overnight. Unfortunately, we're going back to Ukraine, magnificent Ukraine, magnificent Zelensky, standing tall against Russian invaders, genocidal sadists coming in to simply destroy the country. Some information has come in, some intelligence. Russian conscripts in Ukraine. Those are people who are drafted. Now, during the Vietnam era, which is what I remember, people were drafted. Then we went to a number system, and then they just assigned a number to your birthday at random and pulled it out of a hat, out of a drum. My number was 247 out of 365 or 366. So I wouldn't have been drafted, but I was already in the Navy, so didn't make any difference. But I had friends, you know, there would be draft, there would be lottery parties. We'd sit around, chug a few brewskis, and if your number came up under 50 or certainly under 100, you were going to Nam. Well, the Ruskies have it a little different. What Putin does, Putin is simply an authoritarian. He's actually reinstated the Iron Curtain in Europe, at least in Russia and Belarus and anywhere that he controls so far. And he doesn't just go around and conscripting everybody. He doesn't conscript the sons and daughters of oligarchs or people in Moscow. He goes out in the villages, the rural areas, and conscripts those people, just snatches them, grabs them, and brings them in. Now, in our Army, and then for a very brief period of time, the Marine Corps drafted, although it always prided itself on not having to, plenty of volunteers, but the Army, and for a brief period of time, the Marine Corps, if you went in, you got well-trained, you got good firearms that worked, you were trained to use them, you got good nourishing current food, you got uniforms, and you got good supplies. Omar Bradley, great general from the Second World War, once said, "Amateurs talk strategy, professionals talk logistics." The Russian troops, the conscripts, were just put there, lied to by Putin, told they were simply going. Some of them were told they were just going on a peacekeeping operation, and the people of Ukraine desperately wanted them to come. And it was a big surprise they came in and they were shot. Their buddies were shot. It turns out that they are using rifles that are decades old. I remember even in the Navy, we would drill with M1s. You know, some of these were basically like World War I rifles. And these guys, decades old rifles, and they're drinking pond water. Drinking pond water. Why are they drinking pond water? They're drinking pond water because the food and the water provided by the Russians for their own conscripts are rancid and poisoned. They didn't bring enough water, and they're handing out field rations that somebody put in a warehouse for 30 years. Well, even field rations decay over 30 years. And this was an oligarch who got a big government contract over there for providing field rations, and all he did was took old ones, stick them in a warehouse probably, collected the money. So these guys are drinking pond water, and they're stealing food. That is what is happening over there. I was very, very glad to see that the Senate just passed a World War II era Lend-Lease Act. Remember the Brits in the late 30s, it's pretty clear that Hitler, the Nazi, was going to try to take over the world. He invaded Czechoslovakia, and then he invaded Poland, and they were at war in Europe in 1939. We didn't get in until December of 1941, when the Japanese bombed us at Pearl Harbor, and then inexplicably, Hitler declared war on the United States right away. Some people theorize that if he had not declared war on the United States, the American public would have supported a war against Japan because they bombed us. But we had just had a war against Germany that ended in 1917. And 25 years later, people weren't keen on doing it again. So what got us into that war was Hitler's declaration of war against us. But for several years before that, we had put in what's called a Lend-Lease program. We gave the UK, which was the only surviving major power in Europe after Hitler overran France, and Italy had allied itself with Hitler. The UK was the only holdout, and we sent them destroyers. We sent them a lot of Navy ships. We let them use our bases. We sent them airplanes. If we had said, all right, you got to pay for them and pay for them in advance, they couldn't have done it, and they couldn't have held out. That was the Lend-Lease program. Lend-Lease, basically, we just were supplying the UK against the Nazis. Now, they just passed that again yesterday, and now Biden is authorized to send whatever arms he wants and whatever equipment he wants in a Lend-Lease program to Ukraine. And Ukraine was delighted to see that. But I got to tell you something, and I'm going to repeat it on this show till I'm blue in the face. We have not done enough for Ukraine militarily. And I'm not talking about our troops, but we are deliberately so far, including the rest of the EU, giving them just enough to keep Putin away from totally taking over the country, but not enough to drive him out and not enough to really have him really raise the cost to him in political power in Russia for what he's doing, the tortures. Here's what he is doing. Here's what he is doing, and here's what we've got to do. We have got to send them the planes. How many times do we have to say that? 70 MiGs, Russian combat planes that the Ukrainians know how to fly, are in the EU right now. Why are they in the EU? Because a number of members of the EU used to be in the Warsaw Pact, were on the side of the Ruskies, like Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. Did they like the Ruskies? No. They were suppressed and beaten down. It was a handful of Quislings, handful of traitors who took over those countries and sucked up to Russia. They were thrown out. In Romania, one of them was killed, Ciescu, by his own people. They dragged him out on Christmas Day and strung him up. Very cold Christmas Day. They should have waited a week, maybe New Year's Day. But that's what they did. That is what they did. Well, right now, where are those planes? Zelensky could put a no-fly zone across his own country. Remember something, Ukraine's about the size of Texas. You ever been to Texas? Try going from El Paso, try going from Eagle Pass up to the Oklahoma border. Zelensky could put in a no-fly zone with 70 planes. He could drive them back. The second thing they need, and General Barry McCaffrey, former four-star general, who's a commentator, he's a very knowledgeable guy on various networks, said we've got to get them shore-to-ship missiles. We have those. You know, we've given them javelins. Well, you know, if you did track and field in high school, you know, there's a javelin. It's skinny, and you can throw it. It's a javelin, for Pete's sake. It's a javelin. That is the code word, take out a tank. We need to do more than take out Russian tanks. They haven't escalated because we've done that. Everybody's tiptoeing around going, oh, maybe Putin will be mad. We're killing about 15,000 of their troops with our stuff. Ship to shore or shore to ship missiles are like javelins on steroids. Taking out a ship is a lot more difficult than taking out a tank. They're farther away, they're bigger, they're heavier. What you do is get them to them and they stand there on the shore. And they dial in the coordinates and out they go. And some of those ships, those Russian ships, have anti-missile capability, some don't. We do not want them getting close to shore and landing amphibious forces to come in and murder civilians. You understand? We've got to get them shore to ship missiles. Got to drive them back with the planes. We've got to get them more tanks, and we have got to get them more capacity. We've given them Stingers. Stingers can take down helicopters at 5,000 feet. I think we may have given them the next generation that goes to 20,000 feet. I'm not sure. That was in the works, but we can do a lot better than that. There has to be a clear message to the Ruskies that you are not going to fly over or by sea attack Ukraine. That has got to be paramount. And then in the land war, what they have done, they have brought in 1,000 terrorists, torturers, sadists in the Wagner group, and the same number of Chechnya Islamic terrorists from Chechnya and some from Syria. And they're going through the eastern Ukraine, butchering Ukrainian women, raping them and children, raping women in front of their kids, killing husbands in front of their wives. That's what they are doing. We cannot tolerate sadism. If we do that, we are no longer a liberal democracy. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.